It's the Big Band Swing Show.
Tex Spanicky and the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Orchestra with two leaders, its organizer and inspiration, Glenn Miller, who was last reported missing in flight, and the man who is carrying on in the true tradition of an illustrious name, Tex Beneke.
Time now, ladies and gentlemen. We're still using the boss man's formula for something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. And now for the old tune, Londonderry Act.
Thank you.
Now for the new tune, here's our version of 5 minutes more.
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I begging for only 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday day. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms.
Borrowed from one of our most famous band leaders, Don't Be That Way. Melvin, Lillian Lane, and the Crew Chiefs with Serenading Blue, the Blue Tune.
Serenade.
Now, once again, here's Lillian Lane, Artie Melvin, and the Crew Chiefs, and our recorded version of the Woodchuck song. If a woodchuck could chuck wood, how many cats would a cat nip if it nipped at a cat if it could?
Just how high would a horsefly fly if a horsefly could fly high? How many fish would a fish fry if it had any fish it could fry?
You're a wizard, tricky phrases, a walkie-talkie on a spree.
Put away those silly phrases.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck? Maybe hard to say, it's true.
Let's have fun, try an easy one, say I love you.
Any clams if it could?
How much snow would a snowman throw if a snowman could throw snow?
What kind of dough would a rodeo if a rodeo owed any dough?
You're a wizard, that tricky phrases, a walkie-talkie on a spree.
Put away those silly phrases,
they mean nothing to me. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck? Maybe hard to say, it's true.
Gene Krupa and his orchestra, featuring Red Rodney, Teddy Napoleon, Charlie Kennedy, and the voice of Carolyn Gray.
Water in that tank town we just passed. I think it was Riverdale. You know something? I bet I could sell a voice like that to Sherman Bentley.
Are you kidding? That's too groovy for that snooty Club 50.
Just the same, I think I'll look her up on her way back.
You got a face like a fish, shaped like a moth. When he looks at me, I'll re-bop, de-bop.
Thank you, Judy Carroll. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Wilkins Drugstore program featuring Riverdale's own Gene King and his Malted Rhythm. As you know, folks, right after the broadcast, the boys are going to New York. And before we sign off, here's Gene to say a few words. Gene?
Thank you very much, Bob. Folks, it's been swell playing for you, and we appreciate all your letters and good wishes for our success. We know all our friends are counting on us to make good, and you can bet that we won't let you down. Well, I guess that's about all I can say. So on behalf of all the boys in the band and myself, this is Gene King saying goodbye, and thanks for everything.
This is station WHR, the friendly station. Great show, Gene.
Last one?
Really good fun.
Fellas, don't waste time. You got about 20 minutes. Make it fast.
King.
Not now, Red. We got to catch a train.
But what about your promise? You said you'd give me a job as soon as I got good enough. Just listen to this.
All right, Red, you're just the guy we need.
I am?
To carry our luggage.
Hey, Red, you'll find the case right over there. That's it. Be happy.
At least he's going to New York.
Judy will send for you just as soon as we can get set.
Getting set might not be as easy as you think.
Oh, don't be silly. Why, when we lay that drum boogie jive on them, they'll grab us up just like that. And in the meantime, you got your little something to remember me by.
An engagement ring. Oh, Gene, it's true.
Hey, come on, Pappy, break it
up. Gene, train won't wait
to New York. Don't worry, Judy. We'll have those New Yorkers eating right out of our hands.
What took you so long? Such a service in the Club 50?
I was cutting up with the salad chef. And you know something? He used to be a side man on Jitter Johnson's Dixieland.
Dixieland, the spa. I tell you one thing. If you do not pay more attention to your work and si vous ne quittez pas de Paris de la musique, toujours la musique, la musique, la musique, alors je vous dis une chose, mon cher ami. Je will fire you.
I'll dig you, Jackson.
I must confess I had no thought of celebrating my 25 years as a professor of anthropology in a nightclub. However, one of my students changed my mind. She accused me of developing into an old
fogey?
Fogey, yes. However, the management assured me that this was not an ordinary nightclub in the true sense. People of our own stratum frequent it quite regularly. They said the service was quite good. Music is polite. The cuisine is superb, and according to that menu, one couldn't ask for a more delightful choice of dishes. Now take the soup.
Oh, I'm sorry, Monsieur Le Poulet.
Sorry, this is...
Oh, you butterfing at Nicompoop. Get an order of noodle with soup.
More soup.
I'm sorry, Monsieur le Professeur, but good waiters are so hard to get.
Polite service, polite waiters, polite soup. I wouldn't stay here another minute.
Monsieur le Professeur, please, you stay, ladies and gentlemen. We'll skip the soup, huh?
Hey, fellas, look, this kind of a job ain't for us. We're musicians.
You certainly
are.
How long
has it been? Yeah, a customer says to me a little while ago, I'd like some jam. So I says to him, what key? Oh, this job is nowhere. Hey, there's Gene. Look, Gene, there's just one thing I want to know. Why don't we quit this job and go home?
We can't go back home. We got to stick around here till we get a break.
Well, did you have to write Judy we're playing here? Now all Riverdale believes us. They even sent our mail here.
If Judy knew that all I do is wait on tables, she'd never forgive me.
Yeah, we should be out there in a bandstand serving hot licks instead of hot cakes.
We're as good as they are.
Sometimes I wonder.
Boy, if I only had my trumpet.
Bottom to be-ball, be-ball, bottom to bottom.
mon garçon. I'm a very calm man. Mais je ne demande qu'une chose, que vous faites votre travail et que vous prêtez bien. Autrement, I'll blow my tip top. You. Back to work, everybody.
Good evening, Mr. Powers.
Good evening, Martha.
Hey, Gene, propaganda who just blew in.
Judy, holy cats. Hey, now what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Have you seen Mr. Bentley? He's expecting us.
He's in his office.
Thanks, Martha. This way.
Martha!
There's Gene and the band. Excuse me, Mr. Powers.
Hi, Judy.
Well, look, who is he?
Judy, why don't you let us know you were coming?
I wanted to surprise you. Gosh, I'm so proud of you, Gene. You're really set now.
Well, not exactly. We're not sure we're going to stay. As a matter of fact, we may be leaving any minute.
I can hardly wait to hear you play again.
Play? Ooh, I don't think we'd better.
You'd better not?
Judy, we shouldn't. I mean, we didn't. I guess I should... Okay, Opus 145, fellas.
Good deal.
You about. Judy, this is Mr. Bentley.
How do you do?
How do you do? The way Mr. Powers raved about you, you must be very clever. What's gotten into that orchestra? They know my policy.
He's playing that number for me.
Oh, are you acquainted with the leader?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that probably explains it then.
That breaks my back. Now I have enough of you. Maintenant, je mettrai la porte. Vous foutez les camps immédiatement. Va-t'en, 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 va-t'en. You are fired. I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but he's not a waiter. He's a drummer.
Gene? Where are you going?
We don't play here. We can't even hold jobs as waiters.
Well, don't run away. We'll work something out together.
It's no use, Judy. You're betting on the wrong guy. I'll see you around.
Go ahead, Jerry.
It's your turn, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Red, 3 pleats in my shirt front.
With all the sidewalk pounding Gene's been doing, wouldn't you think he'd know by now that we can't get a job in this town?
Well, you know his pride.
Look, I got pride, too. I also got an appetite.
Fellas, listen to this, will you? We got a break at last.
Got a job. What are we this time, street cleaners?
No fooling. The band we're replacing cut out without notice, and we're moving right in.
Tonight.
What kind of a job is it?
What's the name of the club?
What do we wear?
We'll be the best dressed outfit in town.
Thank you.
questions?
Oh, but of course. That is Gregory Kingovich and his Cossack Cats.
Just arrived from Omsk.
I'd like to see your entry papers. Immigration Bureau.
Papers? What papers?
Your immigration papers, your visas, your passports.
No guts.
Sorry, we'll have to book you on suspicion of illegal entry.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Pops. We're not Russians. We just pretended we were so as we could get this job.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Come on, Joe.
The Russians, huh? Get out. I am firing you as of now.
And I'm hiring you as of now. I want you boys back at the Club 50.
Oh, no. No more of that waiter stuff for us.
Waiter stuff? Say, my customers are clamoring for your music.
Did you hear that, fellas? We're in. Hey! This is about everything we've ever worked for.
Well, I don't change my policy for nothing, Gene. You know, this business is no different than any other. The customer is always right.
I still can't believe it. How'd you ever find me?
Well, how did you, Judy?
How could I help it? What I heard coming out of the Cossack Inn wasn't Russian. Nobody could mistake your drumming. Nobody.
Hey, take Little Red getting off.
Jerry Wald, his clarinet and his orchestra, with singer Anita Boyer.
sunny day. Ever since he went away, wonder when my baby's coming home. Haven't slept a wink at night.
Blue sea. I've got the
was mad about him, sad without him. How can I be glad without him? Blues. He makes my dreams go up in smoke, and then he treats it like a joke. He's just an ornery sort of guy, but I love him till I die. Poor me.
Stan Kenton's Artistry and Rhythm, featuring June Christie and the Singing Pastels.
Just to sit in the rock, and buddy, I want you to watch the...
Hey,
my babies, don't let me. Just a sitting and a rocking. If I had been scheming instead of just dreaming, you'd never have let me. Just a sitting and a rocking. Sitting on.
Stan Kenton, June Christie, Tampico. And away we go with some Coltrane to take us out of here. It has been the Big Band Swing Show. I'm your man in the air chair, your man behind the mic, Lee Klein-Peter, and I thank you for joining us this evening on KRVS. Maybe you're on the web at krvs.org. We've got some new features, some new links. You'd like to check that out. and broadcast 88.7 FM. The Big Band Swings program on these lovely Friday evenings at the Beige and Tan Room, the Beige Brick and Tan Room. I'll be at Joe.
This is Bob Gouchereau, your host for the Music of Yesteryears, every Tuesday evening at 7, with performing artists and renditions of the music I grew up loving back in the 40s and 50s. And I hope to see you at 7 Tuesday evening here at KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Tune in Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. for All Car with me, your host, Megan Constantin.
The University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming online at krvs.org.